The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place here listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Sean Wells. Hey, everybody.
Hello. My
gosh. Sean cracked me up right before we went live. And what did you say? Go ahead and say it. It was so funny.
When I get hypertensive, I stop at the fire station.
Yeah, because I was saying, gosh, I got a headache again this morning, and I think my blood pressure is a little high because I've just got so much going on right now. And Sean made the joke, yeah, I'll just stop by the fire station. And which, by the way, because I did that a couple of months ago, I thought I was having a heart attack, and I was right near the fire station. I was right next between like a triangle, literally, of a hospital, of emergency care facility, and then the fire station. And I went to the fire station.
Well, I would too. There's two boys at the fire station.
Well, first of all, I'm
they're trained as EMTs usually.
That's right. And they did. So they did an EKG, and I thought, this is so funny too. I was saying, oh my gosh, this is great. I got an EKG,
uh-huh.
and I got good results, which is always great. And I was fine. Probably just I don't know, panic attack or something. There was a lot of stuff going on. Then it was around the holidays too. And so anyway, I thought this is great, and I got it for free. Well, I got a bill in the mail. It was $282, but
that's not bad. Much better than what you'd get in an emergency room for sure.
Oh goodness.
Oh yeah. And then all the germs and the creepiness of the hospital. Ooh, like seriously. I think I've developed that, what do they call that thing where you're like afraid of hospitals, the white coat
syndrome,
or whatever.
White coat syndrome.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far because I'm not afraid of doctors. I actually think doctors are so valuable, absolutely valuable. My grandfather was a doctor, and my mother was a nurse. So,
but basically, your new Minute Clinic is the fire station.
Yes.
When you cut your finger,
I know,
fire
I'm
like station.
I'm super excited. Like, I'm writing this down. I'm like, that's good. That's fantastic.
Well, I didn't have to wait in line. They got, and right away. And so it was really nice. And I got a nice EKG, and they were super nice.
They were good looking men, and they were filming. They were in a calendar shoot.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
That couldn't have gone any better. Really.
I know, right? $282. Bam.
I like it.
Well, I love what we're talking about on today's show. Stephanie, you're always entertaining and very knowledgeable. We're talking about which fruit and vegetable juices are good for you and your skin, and what woman or man doesn't want to look good, right?
Right.
Everybody
right,
does. Right. It's about, but you know what? If you're healthy inside, your skin normally is healthy outside. And so I can't wait to talk about that. Sean Wells is going to be talking about Supplement Center, Alpha, GPC, and a bunch of other stuff. And we've got Maura Davies here on the line. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. We're talking about 8 things your cat would love to tell you. Oh my gosh, Maura, I love this subject. So what made you pick this subject?
You know, we kind of touched on these at various points in the past, and we've talked about dog behavior a bunch. And some of the cat behaviors are just so weird. It's just cool.
Tell me about it. I've got 6, okay? So Dean has this habit. Dean, the dance machine. He's the one that had the really bad habit. He actually peed in my purse. I don't know if anyone out there remembers a story, but one morning I got up, and I had just showered and everything. I went to comb my hair, grab my purse, grab my brush out of my purse. Didn't realize Dean had peed in my purse all over my brush and brushed cat pee all through my hair and had to go in and reshower. But Dean's a character is the whole point of the story. And so now he's got this habit where when you pet him, he bites you afterwards, but he never hurts you. He just wants to let you know how much he loves you. So he just bites you. What's up with that?
Yes. Okay. So that's the hands off the belly. So a lot of people assume that when cats like flip and show you their tummies, that they're saying, oh, hey, I love you. It's wonderful. Sometimes they might be.
Okay.
Absolutely. But sometimes that might be a cat trying to tell you, I want to fight. Let's go.
No, no, no. This well, I you're right, because and then some people believe that if they show you their belly, they completely trust you. I've heard that many times too. But Dean does it. If you just pet him on the, he likes a lot of attention. Okay, he's needy, mm-hmm. and so. Yeah. But even if you pet him on the top of the head, anywhere, mm-hmm. if you show him any attention, he always wants mm-hmm. more, and he will bite you to let you know. Hey, but he did it to my friend Liz last night and scared the bejesus out of her. I said, no, he's not being mean. He's not trying to bite you. He wants more attention. That's what he's trying
he's
to tell
consistent.
You. Right?
Yeah, that can happen too. Yeah, absolutely. Either that or whether it's head or tail. I don't know if y'all have seen this thing. It's gone around forever online where it's like parts of a cat that you can touch. And it says, wonderful, good here. And then a couple places are like, nope. And some others I won't repeat right now. But if you haven't seen it, it's really funny. Go check it out. But no, every cat is different. Every cat has a different spot on their body where they'll flip out about something, whether it's like, keep doing that. And then they'll like swat you in some
really?
Case, reach out and nip you to say, hey, keep doing it or don't. Well, cats are just so funny.
Well, and it is common because Luna, my cat Luna, does that too. You'll be going along thinking that she's loving the attention, and then out of nowhere, she'll just bite you. But she bites you hard. Mm-hmm. Like she breaks the skin.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We don't know, there's no rhyme or reason to it, so I can never figure out what I'm doing right or wrong with her. So, but I have six cats, and I have Butters, then I have mm-hmm. I have Salt and Pepper, who their other names are aka Marie or Beans, and who am I forgetting? I've got Clementine, my little crippled cat. She was disabled. They were going to put her down at a local shelter, and we brought her home from Norman, and then who else am I forgetting, Aviana? Who else? Is that it?
That's it.
Is that it? Okay. Yeah. Six. I've got six cats. So tell us some of the stuff that they do that the things that your cat are trying to tell you that they would love to tell you. What are they?
Yes. Okay. Well, really quickly. One is leave them alone if they're napping on your laptop or if they're trying to lay on your keyboard. Cats, actually, ideal temperature is about 20 degrees higher than humans, and so they just want to be warm.
Really?
Plus, they need so much more sleep than us. They sleep an average of 12 to 16 hours a day. So that's the reason for that. It's pretty cool. We talked a little bit about that sort of pet me, don't pet me. But similarly, a couple of quick things. Cat scratch. To keep, like, it's like a manicure for a cat.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they mark their territory. They have little scent glands on their paws. So when they go up and they scratch and they paw and they make biscuits.
Really?
Sometimes they're telling you, okay, this is mine, or you are mine, or that blanket is mine.
Wow. Well, you know, I clip my cat's nails about once mm-hmm. every 2 months or so. Mm-hmm. I'm always really careful. They've gotten used to it now. They let me do it without too much trouble. But Clementine will not leave my new kitchen chairs alone. It's driving me crazy because they're mm-hmm. so pretty and I work so hard for them, and she will not mm-hmm. leave them alone. I even put the little cat scratchy thing like right next to him, hoping that would encourage mm-hmm. her to leave the chairs alone. And mm-hmm. it can be a real struggle to get cats to understand a cat, number one, and then get mm-hmm. them to stop bad behaviors.
Yes, we'll have to give a little cat PSA out there. If you're tempted to declaw your cat, please don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, everyone look down at your hands right now.
Yep.
Imagine someone cutting off your fingers, and that first joint underneath your fingernails. That's what happens. It can lead to all kinds of behavior issues, illness. They can't defend themselves. It's not good.
I thought it was outlawed. I thought there was something that happened that it's now outlawed, that no veterinarian in the country will even do it.
Only in some areas.
I saw these little caps. What about, have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're like little, they look like you're painting their nails or whatever. But those work? Do those help? Like, is that a good thing?
They do work. The thing is with those, you have to get them reapplied because they will naturally fall off mm-hmm. as the cat's nails grow. So it's like a kitty manicure, but they do work and they're really cool.
Awesome.
Plus, they look neat.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and I think they assuage the bad behavior by putting them on there. I've used them before.
Okay.
But now I just, you know, I'm just a little more vigilant, mm-hmm. especially about my new chairs. I've used those before, but I think it interrupts like the cycle, if you will, when mm-hmm. you use those. So I think they're a good tool.
Breaks the habit maybe.
Well, yeah. And I also think that I've used, and I know you know about this product, and I'm not getting paid for this, but Feel Away really helped me when I had a cat peeing problem in the house. It really helped. It releases the pheromones that they get from their mother when they're kittens, right, Maura?
Absolutely. That is a fabulous thing. Uh-huh.
It is, and it worked for me. I don't know if it would work for everyone, but I know that those pheromones really did help my situation. I don't have a peeing problem in my house anymore, thank goodness. And so many animals get turned into the shelters because of these kind of simple issues, don't they?
They do. And, you know, there's so much you can do. If you're out there and you have any questions before you surrender your pet to a shelter, call a veterinarian, ask them. There might be a simple solution. There really might be.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to talk about this next week, because there's a lot to this that we didn't get to. And I feel that it's really important, because, like you said, you know, the shelters are so full. It's overwhelming, especially here in the South. And I know that, it's so bad in the South that we have to take animals and send them off to other parts of the countries or the country where they've got their, you know what, together. We need to do what we can to prevent animals, so many animals. That includes spaying and neutering, right, Maura?
Go ahead.
And explain what an important issue this really is.
You know, spaying and neutering is a huge deal. Millions of animals end up in shelters every year. Millions are euthanized. Spay and neuter your pets and adopt from shelters. You can make a big dent. If everyone did it, we'd all be better off.
Yeah, and just give your animals a little understanding and love and patience like you would anyone else. It's just it's a courtesy. If you love someone, you try to understand them. That includes your cat, your dog, your rat, your pig, whatever it is, right?
Amen.
All right. Maura, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Have a great week.
Thanks, y'all too.
Okay. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got Sean Wells and Stephanie Toops coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification, with vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Guys gonna sing?
Satisfaction.
It's more fun when we all sing together.
I know.
This is our playlist party.
And I try.
I can't get no.
Ow! That was a good ow. Who did that?
That was me.
Oh my god, that was a good ow. I'm serious.
I can't sing, but I can.
You can ow.
Ow!
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I do that at games. Like I'm the loud girl in the stadium doing the ooh, or at a concert or something. You know, the old. I've got like it. I'm almost.
You're the loud one. You're kidding me.
I swear.
She seems like the silent type.
Right. I mean, I would expect you to be sitting down, not saying anything.
But I'm just, you know, the woohoo kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how you hear a woohoo when you really feel something? And anyway, that's so funny. We're doing the playlist party, and you're going to have to guess during the show. We're not going to tell you what the key is here.
The theme.
There you go. The theme. Thank you very much, Aviana. Yeah, so the theme. That was an easy one, Diamond. That was so easy.
Yeah, I told you they're easy today. I feel like all of them are going to be pretty easy.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I like it.
If they're as easy as that, I'm good to go. I pretty much can guarantee it. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's always great to have you guys in studio. I've got Sean Wells and Stephanie Toops. Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator, and he has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian and has his Master's of Public Health in Nutritional Biochemistry. His website is zonehalo.com and Instagram at zonehalo. And of course, Stephanie Toops. Love this girl. Some of the best pictures I've ever taken in my life. Stephanie took them of me. The one that I was talking about earlier, the one that I took with Guy Mezger for a drift float spa, somebody just happened to see it. They're like, girl, you look good. And I'm like, that was 5 years ago. And they're like, really? I said, yeah, and, you know.
That was a fun photo shoot, though.
That was a fun photo shoot.
Like, I think I was standing in the tank, and you guys were floating. Like, it was pretty wild.
And she took it in one shot. That's how good of a photographer she is. We staged it out and planned it out. We had pre-floaters that got in the water to see how our bodies and hair and everything. And I didn't have any. That was an untouched photo, too.
Yep,
that's one
that's
of the things I was the most proud of.
Yep.
It was not touched up at all. And it was a great photo of Guy Mezger and I both. And we put the foams of block under, or the block foams underneath our arms to like, because we kept moving around. We were trying to get a shot of a couple's float because there was no place in the country that you could do it other than a drift float spot.
Yeah.
And so, which actually worked out really well because flotation sensory deprivation was so new 7 years ago. And a lot of people, unless they grew up in the 70s, had no idea what it was. And so it was just kind of fun. But a lot of people embraced it more easily if they could do it with somebody else the first time and then went on to float individually on their own and get the benefits of flotation, sensory deprivation, therapy. So but Stephanie is not only a great photographer, she is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. Stephanie spent the first half of her career working on an intense and fast-paced environment. Or not on, but in it.
In it.
Right
in
it. You were down in it.
Knee deep,
absolutely. She first is an energy trader and then is a financial and accounting executive. She's a CPA. She's always been fascinated with with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. And as I said, she's a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. So you're in good hands listening to whatever it is she has to say.
Didn't that sound fancy?
It really
is fancy. You two are both fancy. You're fancy pants. Okay, so
You fancy.
Well, you know, this subject today, Supplement Center, Alpha GPC.
Yeah.
You know, I get really...
I know, you're not a big supplement person.
I'm not. Certain ones, but I don't like... So, for example, when I Google searched this last night, 150 different products came up, and I'm like, man, why can't we just get back to basics? If we eat... And you're going to make a good point here in a minute because I said, Sean, this is before we went live. I don't believe in all the supplementation. Yeah, there's certain things. If you're vitamin D3, if you have chronic illness, things like that, and you're in an environment where you're not getting enough sunshine, blah, blah, blah. There's certain things that you do need to supplement. But I think the world has gotten supplement freaking crazy. Let me just say that.
Yeah, we can talk about that for a minute because I am a formulator and I'm also a dietitian, though. So I do promote food and I do like to fill in the gaps with supplements. But you're right. And I do think psychologically a lot of people are looking for the magic bullet.
Right.
And, you know, that's where supplements can often come in. And I think we're also in a pharmacological society where our cures come from pills.
Yeah.
Like being drugs. And so... this is a, you know, people view supplements as like the natural or better form of drugs, but we still have like this mentality that like a pill can fix us.
Right. Well, and I'm going to give a shout out to my two favorite companies. I'm not getting paid for this.
Right.
They're just two fine companies, and that's Gaia Herbs and Thorn Laboratories. They make great products. They really do.
I'll second those. Yeah, those are really good.
They really do. And so, what I think so many people are missing is you can't, as you said, there is no magic bullet. The way to health, the way to the success of your health, of your body, mind, your spirit, your soul, everything is through the food, you know, and how you live your life. You can't be a total screw up on everything else and then just, you know, think that you're going to buy 10 supplements and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's another mentality thing. So the word supplement, and it should insinuate what it is, that it only supplements and it's not foundational. Foundational should be your diet, your sleep, water, you know, a healthy lifestyle. And then you look at, okay, like I'm 95% of the way optimized and, you know, I'm going to add some supplements maybe to my routine one at a time so I can evaluate them.
Well, and I feel the same way about pharmaceuticals too.
Yeah.
People make a mess of their health and then they think that a pharmaceutical drug is going to fix it.
Right. No, and they should. They should go back and do the things that are foundational. Take care of your health, de-stress yourself, you know, look at things like meditation, get enough sleep, maybe wear some blue light blocking glasses in the evening. Don't watch stuff that's like extremely stressful in the evening. You know, do gratitude meditation in the morning. Maybe you get blue light or sunlight in the morning. You know, things like that. Like, you know, I think people need to rearrange their lives so that they don't need supplements and drugs as much. And then they can look at them as supplemental instead of like, I have to have this to fix me.
Well, so today you wanted to talk about this new supplement. Well, it's not new. It's in, like as I said, when I Googled it, hundreds of products came up. One of them I used to sell at a Drift Float Spa, the Onnit
Alpha Brain.
And I can tell you, yeah, it does make you super focused and all that. But, and again, we're not getting paid for this. But you know, do you really need those products? Because I have to tell you, Alpha Brain is super expensive.
It is.
It's really expensive, and so are a lot of the Onnit products. I mean, I think that they're good products. I'm not saying anything bad about them. But again, to go back to what we just said, do you really need to do this? In some certain circumstances, and which is what we're going to get to, that yes is what you're saying, right, Sean?
Yeah, there was a study done this past year in 2017 where they looked at choline deficiency, and most people are choline deficient unless you're taking a supplement or eating eggs regularly in your diet. And of course, if you're vegan or you have an egg intolerance or allergy, you're going to therefore be most likely deficient, but unless you're taking that supplement.
Choline is only found in fish and eggs, isn't it? And other things. I'm trying to look at right now in my super duper book I have here.
it's just the amount that's needed, and it's just super high in eggs. And
do we need more now than we used to? Is that part of the problem because of the way we're living?
So I would definitely say that is the case. So the more your brain is active, including things like stress and trying to be hyper-focused, the more you're running through acetylcholine, the neurotransmitter. So, and that's why like a lot of these, they're called nootropics. It's a category of supplements or drugs that are brain boosters or smart drugs or whatever you want to call them, kind of like that Limitless movie. There's nothing that's as great as Limitless, but there are things out there that are drugs or supplements that do boost your brain power. But they happen to run through a lot of choline. So you actually use a lot of acetylcholine, the neurotransmitter, when you use these drugs or supplements.
What do you think about all this, Stephanie? You look like you're thinking over there asking, want to ask a question.
I do have a question, and I was going to ask you, is it found in the egg shell or is it in the egg itself?
In the egg.
In the egg itself. Okay. I had a friend tell me the other day to like grind up egg shells with your coffee, and I was wondering if that would be a way to get this as well, but it sounds like maybe not.
No. There's actually some membrane in the egg
shell. Yeah, I know
what
you're going to say. That helps with inflammation, right? And they use it in some, here we go, supplements.
And it's a type of collagen. There's actually like 20 types of collagen or something like that. And there's that all have certain effects in the body, and the eggshell membrane does have that.
But it does, so. And I've heard that those products really work. I can't think, like I said, of the what's the exact name of the ingredient again that's in the egg? You know, the little. It's almost like the, you know, when you crack the shell and it's got like the little sheath in there.
Oh,
the
or like when you do a hard-boiled egg and it's that yeah.
It's the membrane. There you go. Yeah. But I don't know. This is we're going to break. We're going to have to go to break. I'm going to get my thoughts unscattered because I'm fascinated by this subject. I really am. I just think that I don't know. There's just so much to know about all of it. And you know what? We've got lots to talk about. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
This song. This is so easy. Oh my gosh. I can remember my older sisters like twisting to this. I actually won a twist contest when I was like 4 years old.
The question is, would Daniel know this band?
Daniel, I think Daniel would. I think Daniel would know this band.
You
who
think
doesn't?
So?
Who
Daniel?
I know we're talking about Daniel, but I mean, I don't know how
you're
you
like,
could.
Who doesn't know? Daniel.
Yeah. Really, I mean, Twist and Shout has been in all kinds of films and stuff,
I know,
too. Right?
I know.
He did call Ferris Bueller last week.
Yeah, that's
is that
true.
What you just said,
yes.
Yeah, he did really good on Playlist Party.
Yeah. I might have to play some Beatles tonight and do some twisting.
Nice.
All, the girls and I are all going. We're going. I don't know where we're going.
Who knows where
we're
going to go.
Have some margaritas or something later on today. I'm looking forward to it. Just a lot to celebrate. So, you know, it's and you should do that. You should do that in life. When good things happen, celebrate them. And when hard things and bad things happen, just buckle down, you know. And like that's what you're supposed to do,
it's
right?
Good advice, yeah.
You know, you just
that is that's called stoicism. Like when you you know that like the hard times make a better version of you, and you shouldn't, you know, like have you ever heard like that? I don't pray for like how does that one thing go? Like you don't pray for like nothing bad to happen. You mm-hmm. just you pray that you have the strength to deal with it.
Yeah,
right. And it feels just good to pray sometimes. You're making me think of the song, the words to the song by Jackson Browne. You don't even think I've told you, Diamond. So, like, Jackson Browne is one of my favorite artists, an incredible lyricist. I'm going to think of it. I think it's in with the song The Pretender, and he talks about veterans dream of the fight. Okay, he talks about veterans dreaming of the fight because sometimes the most difficult times that you go through in your life are the best times because it makes you feel so alive to come through it.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense,
yeah.
You know, and to survive something. And that's what I was trying to say. But yeah, one of the best songs ever written, if you've never listened to Jackson Browne, is The Pretender. And there's many of them. There's, mm-hmm. I mean, what's the name of the one about, oh gosh, the
Stay.
One where, huh?
Stay.
Stay. I mean, there's so many of them. I'll during the break, I can't do two things at once. It causes shrinkage. Okay. So my brain's beat up enough. I don't need any more shrinkage.
There's actually a book I've read called The Obstacle's the Way. By Ryan Holiday, and he's like a modern day stoicist. It comes from like ancient Rome, but it's a philosophy of like that's how you get better. So like what you're saying, like you're thankful about the great times, obviously, but you're also thankful for the hard times because if you didn't have those, you would be almost a worthless person and your life experiences would be worthless.
Yeah.
I agree with that because how do you ever learn how to teach something if you've never gone through it?
Right.
You know, I mean, I think that's where you get the best actual real life, I don't know, advice.
Well, and people are searching for all this happiness. Sometimes happiness is sitting right in front of you. You know, I think I talk about this all the time, but the best part of my day is when I talk to my girls on the phone, like Vinny's in OU, you know, and Norman, and when I sit down and watch Parks and Rec and prepare dinner for my one that's still at home. And those are the times that are the best part of my life. Something as simple as that. It's not about the money. It's not about, you know, how big the house is or isn't. It's about embracing those beautiful moments that you're never going to get back again and creating memories that your children will have with you when you're long gone, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, also some of those best things are when you go through that door of fear.
Oh, gosh.
Of like, how many things have you been afraid of in your life? Again, the obstacle is the way. Like,
right.
How many things have you been scared of? It could have been that job interview, speaking publicly, you know, whatever it is that, like, okay, you do it, and then this is the most amazing thing, and you're made better for it. And what was I so scared of? And now I see how great this is, and now I'm reaching the next level in my life, my career, whatever it is.
Well, you know, courage is a high frequency and fear is a low frequency. And you get a choice. You get to choose if you want to be fearful. You get to choose if you want to be courageous about something. Somebody I know personally is suffering through a lot right now. And I told him the other day, choose courage, not fear. Choose courage, not fear. And keep telling yourself, write it across your mirror if that's what you have to do. But you can't let fear shut you down. You can't let it stop you no matter what. Because then you miss out on all the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's great feedback.
I didn't know we were going to have this philosophical discussion, but I love it.
That's what happens when we all get in the same room.
I read, there's a female psychologist, and I can't think of her name, but she talks about that there's really only two human emotions. There's love and there's fear.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
And basically, like, you know, you can talk, well, there's anger, there's greed, there's, you know, all these things. Well, of course, that's fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then these other things that are positive are love-based. But it's interesting if you boil all, like, all this stuff down to these two things, these two poles, if you will, in
yeah.
life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Aviana, she's young, but she has a very solid perception of what's right.
Thank you.
That's a good way to put
Thank
it.
You.
I'm serious, you know, mm-hmm. you would think someone that young, I go to her sometimes and we'll just share something with her and she'll just give me this simple like sentence. And then, like, I don't know how to explain it, but she's Aww. Very good at such a young age. And
Thank you.
I don't know.
I find that, too. Like, Ryan, you guys know Ryan Lowry.
Ryan Lowry,
he's,
of course.
He's a mentor to me. Like, mm-hmm. people are like, he's, like, so much young. Like, I'm yeah, well, like, it doesn't matter.
Well, sometimes young people can see through all the
exactly.
BS and they can give
exactly.
you, like, bam,
exactly.
here it is.
I think sometimes as we get older, like, you can get more jaded.
Absolutely.
And you can get more singular in your mindset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, so, you know, let's segue into this supplement center that you want to talk about
okay.
today, this Alpha GPC. So for people just now joining us, can you quickly tell them what Alpha GPC is?
Yeah, it's just one of the most bioavailable forms of choline. And
choline is, for people that don't know.
Choline is a B vitamin, and it needs to be part of your diet. And we were talking before about if most of the foods really aren't high in choline, so unless you're eating eggs or supplementing, you're probably not getting enough. And why I say enough is there's two things that choline is really doing in the body that are significant. One, it's contributing to acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter.
Okay, you're losing me.
So that means that's why people, like, when they take, like, especially a very good form of choline, which is like alpha GPC, or there's another one called CDP choline, that they feel like this brain boost. They feel like more focus, more awareness, but it also helps with things like explosive power, because acetylcholine is involved in like muscle contraction. So
okay.
like if you're a power lifter, you're a sprinter, like you could see benefit from it. But basically those of us that are, you know, want to be more focused during the day, want to have better sleep at night, choline is very important to all that.
Well, and you know where my mind's going to this, okay? I'm
mm-hmm.
going back to the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back to the egg. I'm going back to how these chickens...
Which came first?
Well, not only that. Yeah. You know how easily I get distracted.
I gotcha.
Okay, so, but the chicken,
yeah.
isn't it that choline comes from the earth, does it not? From the bugs, from the grass, from the dirt, from where does choline come from? It's a B vitamin. I didn't know that. Which B vitamin is it? I've got all these questions.
It's,
we're never going to get through this.
There isn't a number to it, so it's just
okay.
It's just choline.
But it's a B vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
So you say it's found naturally in eggs, and maybe we're deficient in it. A lot of us are deficient in it, which are causing, you know, problems with our brain.
Yeah.
Is it because of the type of eggs that we're eating? We eat these mass produced eggs where
That's
the
true.
Chickens are not outside
That's
pecking
true.
In the grass. Do they eat, or, you know, they peck in the grass, but they
right.
eat bugs, right?
Right.
Which have all kinds of minerals and all kinds of vitamins and all that. So isn't it important that you eat good
sure.
quality food? We go back to that all the time, and then you wouldn't need the supplements, right?
That's true. I agree with that. Like, certainly eating like an organic egg, and you can
pasture
see the,
raised.
You can see the difference in the color of the yolk. It's very noteworthy, and all the nutrients basically are in the yolk. So if you want all the great B vitamins as well as those fatty acids that are very protective, like the omega-3s and arachidonic acid, which is another required fatty acid, all that stuff's in the yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the egg white is just protein.
But doesn't it depend on the yolk? Again, you've
mm-hmm.
you've
yeah,
done
exactly.
this yourself. I mean,
yep.
I've seen it multiple times. You
yep.
take a cheap egg and it's kind of
yep.
like barely yellow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you take a pasture raised
golden,
and it's
yeah.
golden, beautiful, like
right.
the sun, you know,
mm-hmm. right.
like night and day, almost literally.
Exactly. I totally agree. Yeah.
And so, but free range doesn't mean pasture raised. It has to say pasture raised.
Yeah, pasture raised. Yeah.
Cage free is the one I think that they...
they lie about,
they manipulate.
Basically.
Yeah.
yeah, they total manipulation.
Basically, it doesn't have a lid on it, and then they call it cage-free.
Yeah. Well, you
Which
know.
Which is messed up.
Yeah, I've seen a graphic. I actually showed this graphic to my mom the other day. We had this conversation about eggs, and I showed her that graphic because she was talking about how you should buy cage-free, and I was like, actually, you should really by the pasture raised. And when you look at that graphic, it's amazing how much more space they have.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The difference that it makes.
Well, and then we waste all this food in this country. I go back to that. And we want it now and we want it cheap and we throw a lot of it in the garbage. And no wonder everybody's so sick, right? And that financially sick too, you know, because it's, I don't know, don't get
We're
me started.
Wasteful.
I know, we are, I forget what I read, something like we waste enough food in America to feed like a whole other country, like several other whole countries by what we put in the trash.
It's terrible.
Oh, you see it when you go, like when I go to my kids, when I go have lunch with my daughter and you see all the stuff that's going in the trash, like full bananas, like that a kid has gotten through the line, just right in the trash. And you're like, is there not a way for us to like repurpose this food? I mean, it's crazy because it's just, I don't know. It's it'll make you crazy to see it.
Yeah,
it does
make me crazy. That's why I'm crazy. I read way too much. Everyone, we've got lots more coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Playlist Party. I do not know this song, and I do not know the one. I mean, I've heard this before, but I have no idea.
Who, right?
This is the Who?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I also remember hearing a little tidbit about this song that stuttering that became like a big part of the song. You know what I'm talking about? How he like stutters in the song.
Yeah.
He stutters the lyrics.
Oh,
like
okay,
that
good.
Wasn't intentional. Like
he's
actually
doing
had
what I do on the radio when
he had
I stutter
a stuttering
sometimes.
Issue. But they liked it so much that they kept it.
Well, you know why?
I think it's cool.
Because it's real.
Yeah.
And people want real. Yeah. They like it when you screw up because then they know that you're human and it's not so contrived and rehearsed.
It's literally one of the only songs in history that has
I love that.
Stuttering.
That's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. And who would have known?
Nice. That was solid.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome back to One Life Radio. You know, I wanted to let everyone know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher. See, I just did it.
Stitcher.
There you go. Stitcher. Whatever. Stitcher.
People are like, I can't find that app.
Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our newsletter. I'd like to say it's weekly, but now it's turned into biweekly because it's such a big job, and we want to get you really good content when we do send it out. So you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you, like Charlotte's Web, Crazy Water, Squatty Potty. If you don't have one, my gosh, what are you waiting for? The ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, which Sean Wells is a fellow of. And Dr. Joey was on the show on Monday. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, he was on Monday. It was great. It was great to hear him, get him back on the air with us. And of course, Sun Warrior. Great, great product. All their products are great. And they have actually a new one coming out. It's a digestive enzyme. You know, I'd like to talk about that sometime because sure. I think there's a lot of confusion about that supplement as well. And a lot of people do benefit from those.
From
so,
enzymes? Okay.
Yeah,
I can talk about that.
So Sun Warrior and then Paleo Magazine, they are like-minded, like all of us here on One Life Radio, you know, trying to find the answers and not be part of the big pharmaceutical and, you know, the
GMO.
Yeah, all of that. The big agriculture, yeah. Big everything. And so, you know, I love what we were talking about. I just love the whole show today that we're getting to like just kind of let our hair down and just talk about stuff at a very honest level. And so this thing about the eggs, we're talking about the alpha GPC. I know that you wanted to talk about the research.
Yeah. So there's data where they've looked at it with Alzheimer's patients. And just basically to quickly get through it, they gave them about 400 milligrams three times a day. So somewhere in that range is good. And they actually reverted about a stage in Alzheimer's.
Really?
So like,
wow.
You know, going from, let's say, stage 3 to stage 2 or something like that. So again, acetylcholine is really important as far as being a neurotransmitter. There's a few others that, you know, like serotonin, dopamine. But acetylcholine is very important for the brain. And a lot of these drugs, like I was saying, these smart drugs that younger people are taking, maybe in college or whatever, or to perform better as executives, a lot of those drugs are actually anti-Alzheimer's drugs.
Really?
They're like Namenda and piracetam and all these kinds of things that people are taking. So what happens is these drugs deplete rapidly choline and therefore it uses up a lot of acetylcholine. So you need to take more choline in those cases. And Alzheimer's may present itself greater because of a lack of choline. So ironically, you have Alzheimer's, you're on a drug that depletes acetylcholine, so it's kind of a double whammy, if you get what I'm saying.
I was following you down that rabbit trail.
Okay.
Well, and so, you know, we're talking about this, and what's coming to my mind, again, is the food. Like Alzheimer's, or what they call, is that the one that they call diabetes 3 now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
And so, which is caused by overconsumption
and sugar.
Of sugar right. and carbohydrates and all these things. We've gotten away from, you know, a healthy diet, and they're all related. So, you know, I short-term, if you take a supplement like that, I say it's probably, you know, not a bad thing, especially if you're dealing with Alzheimer's. But isn't the at the very root of it, what's more important is that you change your diet.
So sure.
I bet the research hasn't been done about these types of nootropics. And long term, what do they do to the brain? Do they make you dependent on it?
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
So you can't think on your own from relying on nootropics.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons I quit taking Alpha Brain. You know, I started taking it when I was doing the morning show, when I would have to be here at 6. I was on the, you know, to start the morning drive.
Yeah.
And I was like brain dead in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was fighting the circadian rhythm, getting up at 3:30 in the morning and driving here. You remember, Sean, you used to come in and do it with me. And so, you know, I don't know. So how do you recommend taking it for someone out there suffering from Alzheimer's or needs a short-term edge?
Right. So I'd recommend this form. There's other, like choline bitartrate is actually like a cheaper form that you might see in some multis, but this is a better, more bioavailable form. It's from soy. So you can actually, like if you're vegan, you can take this one, alpha GPC. And I recommend taking 300 to 600 milligrams three times a day.
God, that's a lot, isn't it?
So,
isn't that a lot? Sounds like a lot.
But that's where you can see a difference.
I want to see a list of what you take.
That's a lot.
it, it, you know,
I'm on the opposite
you're a young
end
guy.
Of the spectrum.
What's up with you?
I'm like, what's your pillbox look like?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but my, are you? What did you just say? Did you point to me in like my counter at my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of those I've had for years. In fact, I have to refinish my island, and all of that is going. And I don't take that many supplements anymore. And when I've tried them in the past, it was, you know, just experimental, if you will, you know. And it does become somewhat addictive, I have to tell you, you know, just like anything.
Well, I recommend actually supplementing in the way that you might be doing, where you don't take something every single day all the time, like you're saying, where you can kind of habituate to it.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because that doesn't, like, speaking of paleo, like Paleo Magazine, your sponsor, like, I think that wouldn't really be normal.
Right.
You wouldn't have something three times a day every day. Like, so like you're saying, take it, you know, short term and see what it does. But I wouldn't always be on something all the time.
Right.
It's not really how we're evolved. I wouldn't
say.
Wouldn't
like that cause things to atrophy a little bit, it seems like? Or
well,
whatever.
and just like how we know periodization like helps with your workouts, mm-hmm. let's say, like meaning like different mm-hmm. different types of workouts, different types of stimuli helps you.
We're
I think
so
the same is true.
Yeah.
Like when you take a supplement indefinitely or you eat the exact same diet indefinitely, then you adapt to it uh-huh. and you don't necessarily see the same benefits anymore.
Yeah, right. Well, and the only supplement I take regularly is CBD oil and turmeric almost daily. But sometimes I forget for a couple of days
and
then I can feel
good.
It too. Like, oh, wow, I need to take, you know, some hemp oil
right.
Or if I get a little inflammation, you know, because I've worked my body hard for years. I mean, I used to jump rope 2 hours a day, if you can imagine that. And that was an addiction in itself, you know, but it was meditative for me. When I'm doing that physically, my mind goes off, which is one of the benefits of exercise.
Absolutely.
You know, you get a body mind experience. And anyway, supplementation is a very complicated subject, and there are thousands and thousands of products out there.
And I don't
think all of them are good. I really don't. There's only a few companies that I trust, and I think it's important to do your homework.
Yeah.
Most people don't have time though, Sean. They're too busy trying to earn a living, and that's one of the reasons I'm so adamant about, you know, that there's so much misconception out there, or not misconception. I meant to say deception out there in the supplement business.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's a lot of people getting rich out of the supplement business, and I don't think that's cool. I really don't. I don't think it's right to try to sell a product to somebody and make claims that maybe will never happen.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
I mean, there's a lot of companies doing it, and I'm not going to name them, but I don't like it. I don't like I don't think it's cool. And so you have to be careful who you listen to and what you buy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as soon as someone starts making claims that are too good to be true, that's your sign to just check out from there.
Right. No, absolutely. What else do you want people to know about this subject?
Well, actually, so one of the other uses for choline is phosphatidylcholine, which is the same as lecithin. So you might have
taken...
Why do
they give everything two names? Are they purposely trying... It's like, you know, like all the... When I first moved to Dallas, all the freeways had two different names. I never knew where the hell I was.
Yes, totally.
Right? Is it like that anywhere else I've ever lived in the
it
world?
It is confusing.
One road had one name or number. That was it. In Dallas, everything has a number and a name. So you're like, where am I going? I used to think that 35E was that you were heading east. Instead of north and south.
It is confusing. I don't disagree at all. Dallas is its own bird when it comes to
it is.
161 President George Bush.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, so
good
continue.
Good point. So phosphatidylcholine is important to your cell membrane. So it's actually good for like strengthening your skin, for example.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a bottle.
Maybe here's a good transition.
See what they do? They make all these promises.
Are we done?
Oh, my gosh. I know. Doggone it. Darn it, Jim.
That's all right.
That was really fun today. Really fun. Thanks, you guys.
Fun. That was great.
Always a pleasure. Again, a shout out to our sponsors. You know, Sun Warrior, Paleo Magazine, the ISSN, Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web, and Crazy Water. And we've got some new ones coming up real soon, you guys. So excited to bring them on board. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get thousands of supplements.
Nice.
But you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.